Welcome back. I'm Mark Steiner, and you're listening to The Mark Steiner Show on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. Every Friday, we hear a commentary from Coley Tangela on our world. He's president of Tangela Edutainment, where he uses theater, film, and new media for positive social change. He's an instructor and creator of the Positive Social Change Theater Performing Arts Program at Augusta Fells Savage Institute of Visual Arts High School. He was also an Open Society Fellow in 2010. And here's Tangela's take.
A friend of mine said to me almost 3 years ago that I had pushed the reset button on my whole life. What he was referring to was that at the age of 50, I decided to become father of beautiful twin sons. For all of you with your faces twisted up with that snide, poke-lip smirk of disgust, screaming silently, your old behind got's no business making babies. I say to you, I made them with my wife, who is also mature, and it was planned. They are healthy, not just good-looking, they're pretty baby boys. Twins, fraternal. Yeah, that means at late 40 and 50, my wife and I had two dusty eggs and crusty sperm left to create a couple of gorgeous twin boys. So shut your face and stop hating. Stop being jealous because a couple of older people are still getting it in on the sex tip. Like this quote from a 20-year-old reflects when they learned that at 53, my sons were three. Ew, you all still do that? That's nasty. So if you're an older father, be proud. Join me in being a swag daddy. It stands for silver-haired, well-prepared, able, and grateful. Swag daddy. Everyone is talking about opioid addiction being a major crisis. Heroin and crystal meth has nothing on the addiction I had to sniffing my infant sons. Baby smell. Ooh, it needs to be designated a controlled substance. Becoming a father at the age I am has made me truly sensitive to the level of misogyny and sexism in the world. Let me tell you something. If I go anywhere, if there is not a diaper-changing station, I'm done with the place. Also, the stigma that comes along with having to ask your employer to take time off, to take your baby or young children to the doctor. Because, see, it's not manly for a man to walk in and say, well, it's my son's first doctor's appointment, and I'm just so excited and I want to be there. So all that has to change, too. I see exactly what women have been saying. Society claims to love family and children, but won't really support it. That has got to change. Another thing that has got to change is this. I'm a 6'4", over 200-pound, dark complexion, broad nose, black man. That means that half of my gorgeous twin boys are going to be the same. So the rules of engagement for police of how they will interact with my sons in the future has got to change. Because I don't want to be like the parents of Trayvon Martin or even our Baltimore's own Freddie Gray and get a phone call stating that my child had been killed by the hands of police. Because just like their parents, the only thing I will see is my beautiful infant son that I've held in my arms for his first few years of life. Me holding them and having them say these words after I tell them this. I love you, Nkosi.
I love you, Daddy.
I love you, Omaji.
I love you, Daddy. I really love you, Daddy.
So if you're an older parent or any parent, particularly if you're an older father, particularly an African black father, be proud today. Revel in it. And make sure you let your child know that you love them. From my beautiful twin boys, Omaji Jairi Tangela and Nkosi Sekou Tegela, their amazing mother, Dr. Renee Tegela, we say this to you. Happy Father's Day. My name's Coley Tegela, and that's my take.
Thank you, Coley Tegela, for that commentary. You can hear Coley every Friday morning at 10 a.m. right here on The Mark Steiner Show.